with Tom Snyder from Buzz Points. How are you, Tom?
Hey, good, Mike. Thanks.
Welcome to the Studio Lounge. Hey, what are you hearing? What's the buzz in the hallways here? What are you hearing?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, everything's just really been positive. I mean, everybody's excited. The show's great. Somebody said they have over 5,000 people here this time.
They set a record, yeah?
Yeah, a record vendor attendance. Very, very exciting. And you know, the energy's positive. I mean, the local piece of what, you know, credit unions are doing just seemed to be really exciting. Yeah. So we're hearing some positive, really positive things from everybody.
Let's get an update on you, what you guys are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You
what's
know,
Buzz Points up to?
Buzz Points having a lot of fun. The last 2 to 2.5 years, we have just spent a lot of time redeveloping our platform. Mm-hmm. And we have really got to the place where we are really starting to excel. And, you know, when you think about Buzz Points being a loyalty and rewards play, it's really about data analytics and marketing. And how do we get into the member's mindset? Yeah. And that's something we've really tapped into. Yeah. And yeah, the credit unions are loving that.
Yeah, we were just we've talked a lot about like consumer behavior and things like that at this show, and how the analytics are diving into that, and then how you can better provide or develop products and services based on those behaviors. So it's a whole kind of a new way of thinking almost, you know.
And the credit unions, you know, they've got so much data. And historically, it was, we've got it, but we're not sure what to do with it.
Yeah.
And that's where we started. We started as a data analytics company.
Oh, yeah,
and through natural, you know, growth and the culture, we've been able to really expand on that.
So where are we with data? I mean, every other word out of somebody's mouth is data these days.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years ago, you rarely heard about data unless you worked in, you know, in the server room, you know?
Right.
So where are we with this? I mean, are we on data 5.0 by now or something like that?
You know, that's hard to tell, probably depending on who you talk to. But you got to remember, I think that the data piece itself, everybody has access to data. I mean, it's at our fingertips. And the question is, what do we do with it?
And
that's the thing. We have a ton of data, but what does it mean? What do I do with it? And then how do I take that and put it into actionable insights where not only does it generate value for the credit union, but it also generates value for my members? That's the key, is tapping into them in their everyday life. Of messaging. Hey, where do we really tap into it?
Yeah, because I'm thinking for the average credit union, I think data is still a relatively new thing.
Sure.
I mean, I want to say it's new, but it's, I mean, tapping, doing stuff that you're talking about, tapping in, diving in deep and getting into all the nitty-gritty member data that you can get. I think it's still a fairly new thing. How do you get a credit union to kind of wrap their head around all this stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's really about a partnership, and I think that's what really drives that piece.
Yeah.
And, you know, as credit unions, I mean, we've always looked at the industry about, hey, what's great for our members, but how do we get them to think like we do? And I think everybody's starting to realize we have to think like our members. Where do they live? What's value to them? We don't want them only thinking about us when they're thinking about financial business or, you know, any type of financial needs that they have. We want to tap into them every day. Let's tap into their lives. How do we save them money? How do we make sure they realize we really are partners? Because credit unions are so different in that regard.
No doubt. And you can use this to add I mean, this is kind of another a value add to your credit union. Because, I mean, it's almost kind of personalization type of stuff that everyone loves. I mean, you go into Amazon, the web, it automatically knows who you are, what you bought, when you bought, why you bought it, all that type of stuff. So it sounds like credit unions are kind of going down that avenue with
they
this.
They are, they're going, I think, at the right pace. You know, they want to understand it, they don't want to be invasive with their members, but they do want to offer value.
Yeah.
And that's where Buzz Points comes in. You know, our platform really turns points into currency, and the credit union can use that for any cross-selling opportunity, any line of business to drive revenue. But really the bigger piece is that all of their members are now going to see those points as value, and they're going to get more value out of them when they shop locally.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, and so that's what the key is. Let's turn this thing into our local movement that everybody's excited about.
Exactly, and the retailers got to be tickled pink over it as well.
Yes, so we handle all that, and that's what everybody loves, is we take the heavy lifting off of the credit union. We handle all of that. We put it together. We communicate with them, and we really just really work well together with
them. Very cool. All right, wrap-up question here. What's your outlook for 2017 in this area?
Yeah, you know, hey, I think it's just getting explosive. One of the things that I've heard here is, you know, a lot of times the industry can be risk adverse. But I got to tell you, I'm hearing a lot of people saying, hey, we want to try new things.
Oh,
we want to try new technology.
Good.
We want to see things that are a little different. But here's the key is, They don't want to lock into long-term commitments. Mm-hmm. I want a year or two, let's check this thing out. And if, you know, as vendors, we can prove ourselves out, mm-hmm. you're going to have a very long-lasting relationship with them. But that's the key. I see them really starting to expand into some new mm-hmm. things. Spend a little bit of money, take a little bit of risk, but they're going to share in that risk with the vendors.
Exactly. Yeah. And with this group, the longer that they're on a technology and it's working really well for them, the better it is. They're going to let everybody know about it. So that's the good thing. I think you guys are positioned quite well in there.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and that's what we look for. You know, about 75% of our customer base are credit unions, mm-hmm. and most of that has grown by peer-to-peer referrals.
Hey. Word of mouth in this industry is gold.
Yeah, so really we treat our customers very well. They treat us very, very well, and our relationships are just great.
That's the beauty of this industry, because everyone's sharing, and everyone's not withholding very much information. Maybe a little bit here and there, but I think overall, everyone loves talking to each other because they want to be better as well. So, and stuff like technology, like what you guys are providing, I think they certainly helps out.
Education, trust, relationship, that's really what we really hung our hats on with our partners.
So. All right, Tom. Well, thank you very much.
Hey,
appreciate
you bet.
The time, sir.
Yeah, Mike, great.
Well done.
Good luck to you.
Thank you very much. Keep up the good work
yourself.
We will.
All right.